Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the markets right now, again, we're like 2 hours away from the market open. S&P basically flat. Everything's basically flat. Dow slightly higher. S&P and NASDAQ slightly lower. Oil, interestingly enough, back below $60 a barrel. If you're a Bitcoiner, it's been creeping up towards 100,000 again. You know, we have talked a lot about, you know, the 100 days of the Trump administration. You know, that was officially yesterday. And we talked with a columnist who's a Democrat on Monday, Dan Harf from CT Insider. Yesterday, we talked with Ozzie Palomo, Republican lobbyist from Chartwell Strategy, on his perspective. And I want to take a little more of an economic angle with a gentleman by the name of Greg Greenberg, full disclosure, good friend of mine, anchor editor at Investment News, all-around Renaissance man, joining us here in Brian & Company. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Brian, and thank you for that full disclosure. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, yeah. We could promote the off-Broadway stuff if we have some time at the back end. But, you know, you talk to executives all the time, and, you know, I just read what I read, and I don't have that opportunity like you do, I did in the past. But, I mean, generally, and a lot of them supported Trump in the election. I mean, generally, how are they feeling about what's happening right now?
Well, this is a very interesting time, and especially, you know, right now, because we're in earnings season, and a lot of the executives are coming out with their quarterly reports, and they're essentially saying, I don't know. I can't give guidance. I'm pulling guidance all because of this trade war. And then meanwhile, it's almost like we have the a creeping crisis because, you know, very soon we're going to see more empty shelves in American stores because we have boats, cargo ships coming over from China that are not as full as they normally are. So we're going to have a lot of idle truckers at the port of Los Angeles. And we don't know what the reaction of Americans who love to see full shelves once they go to their store and they see the things that they want to buy are not there. And then, you know, as a result, the things that are left may be pushed up higher in price, and that's going to lead to inflation. So we are really in a strange time right now. Perhaps it's the calm before the storm, but I don't know because the last 3 months have been fairly stormy.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Greg, because you're saying we need to sort of wait and see what, like, the inventory and supplies, you know, you had 145% on China. Are fewer goods truly going to end up on shelves? But at the same time, you know, President Trump, whether it's in Michigan or with ABC News, is basically saying, well, you got to wait till the fall. You got to give me some time. But you're saying, like, with some time, it might actually be worse.
Have you ever seen Americans wait online? We're not the most patient country. You know, it's funny because you think back to the Soviet Union and those folks used to line up for toilet paper and everything. But Americans, we're not very good about our patience. You know, we want things and we want them now.
And you really think, just to interrupt, you really think there's going to be like a legitimate supply problem on some things?
Well, I mean, that's what I read. You know, once again, I'm not, you know, on the boats coming over. But if you read today's Wall Street Journal, you know, you listen to Gene Soroka, who's head of the Port of Los Angeles, who was on CNBC yesterday, you know, he clearly said that, you know, the boats coming over from China, there will be some things that aren't on them, most notably those containers that everyone's waiting for. Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting next few weeks, but it depends on what Americans see on their shelves.
Yeah. We're talking with Greg Greenberg, anchor editor for Investment News here on Bryan & Company. You know, this whole concept also of manufacturing, like how easy, difficult, likely is it that a lot of companies are going to bring making things back here?
It's hard to put up a plant in America out of nowhere. So it's going to be very difficult. I mean, you have to applaud what President Trump is trying to do. He's trying to increase manufacturing in the United States. And quite frankly, this has been a goal. And tariffs were a large proponent of Democrat strategy in only whatever, not too many years ago. So you have to understand what he's trying to do. I think that the big question is the way he's doing it. So, you know, that's what's really interesting about what's going on right now from a Wall Street perspective is that generally when you think about the crises in years past, whether it's long-term capital, you know, whether it's the tech bubble, the dot-com bubble, or whether it's the housing crisis, they were all manufactured on Wall Street. You know, I'm speaking to you right now from New York. So they were all manufactured in lower Manhattan. But what's going on now is happening in D.C. Mm. So all these investment banks have been Goldman Sachs. They haven't been villainized. So, you know, right now what Wall Street is hanging on is the next word from Scott Bessent. So, or who's going to speak? Is it going to be Scott Bessent, or is it going to be Howard Lutnick, or is it going to be the president himself, you know, which is just is going to wipe away whatever everyone else said? So it's another reason why this is really an interesting time.
Yeah. We're talking with Greg Greenberg from Investment News here in Bryan & Company. So, like, I mean, again, they talk about smart money, this and that. The retail investor usually, you know, buys too high and sells too low, right? But is the smart money, like, out of the market? Like, what is happening with people who actually have real wealth?
You ask the greatest questions. I'm not sure where you were educated. It must have been in an elite small college in New England,
yes,
somewhere near Springfield, way too close to Smith and Mount Holyoke.
Thank you.
But
you know,
what's interesting about the smart money and the dumb money is for the past few years, the best strategy has been to what they call buy the dip. Stocks go down, right. Buy the dip. It goes up. Stocks, you know, it doesn't matter. Even in 2022, when stocks and bonds fell, it doesn't matter, buy the dip. And eventually you're going to be made whole and have more. So if you look at whatever happened, you know, before COVID, the S&P was whatever, 3,900, cracks during COVID, goes down to 2,400. President Biden puts a few trillion in, jumps all the way up to 6,100. Now, we're, you know, although everyone says they're feeling pain, S&P is still at 5,500. It's not a bad level considering all that's going on. So the question is whether or not you want to keep buying that dip. So the dumb money has been pretty good. They just let it go in their 401ks. They say, all right, just buy. Financial advisors just say buy. So, you know, we're going to find out pretty soon if the buy the dip strategy is going to continue to work.
Hmm. Anything else happening that the lovely people of Connecticut should know about it down in lovely Wall Street?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you know, I guess the folks in Connecticut, you know, they watch insurance. So, you know, when insurance is one of those things, when that ends up, the price of your insurance policy ends up going much higher. Maybe it's due to all those commercials, the Geico and the Emu during all all the sporting events that I watch. But, then, you know, the insurance moves higher. So that, you know, when people talk about inflation, everyone's looking at eggs and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it also pops up in things like your insurance and your tuition. So, I mean, you folks up there are much more aware of things like that. The other thing I would say that people should watch is the dollar. The dollar has gone down year to date. So that's another thing that people should watch, because I guess all those folks in Connecticut, you know, if they want to go on vacations, maybe European vacations, do it sooner.
You know, it's interesting. We got to go, but you know, Trump wants a weaker dollar because he wants our goods to be cheaper abroad, but it also leads to domestic inflation, which he doesn't want either. So I don't necessarily understand the whole strategy. Listen, you're a playwright. You got a movie. Which of the myriad things that you've done creatively would you want some of our listeners to go Google when you hang up?
Oh, you're a gem, Brian. I owe you on this one. I wrote a movie called Friends and Romans, which you can find online or on Tubi and Amazon. It's very cute. It has a lot of the guys from The Sopranos in it, and I think you'll enjoy it. They don't make them like that anymore. It's a mob comedy.
Nice. Greg, great stuff. We appreciate the time, buddy. We'll catch up.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.